If there was ever a do-or-die game for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in recent history, this is it. 1-10, Carolina Panthers fired their head coach, fired offensive assistant coaches, rookie quarterback that's really been struggling, offensive line that cannot protect him. It's at home. It's going to be unusually warm. Buccaneers are fighting for playoff lives and their jobs. You got to be kidding me. You cannot win this game. Oh, my goodness. All right, I'm Rock Riley. This is Bucks Kickoff Podcast. We've been doing this Bucks Kickoff Podcast a couple of years now. We do it before every Buccaneer game, home and away. 24 to 48 hours, I've been at one buck all week. This isn't an internet podcast where you get all the information just from the internet. You can do that. I'm at one buck all week, so I bring you behind the scenes. Under the rock, what they're saying, what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, all that and more. Of course, the game plan from the opponent, that would be the Carolina Panthers. Although Mike Evans said, especially in college and especially this year, when a team fires a head coach, it can fire up a team. They can come on that first game and bring it and actually get a win. So he and quite a few Buccaneer players that I talked to in the locker room are not. And good thing, they're not taking this Carolina, lowly Carolina Panthers team lightly. All right, Bucks Kickoff Podcast today is brought to you by our good friends at Bill Curry Ford. Bill Curry Ford, oh my God, family owned for decades and decades and decades. They're located a half mile north of Raymond James Stadium. Bill Curry Ford, BillCurryFord.com, and unbelievable, they still got this Black Friday deal going. There's nowhere you can find a Black Friday deal. Bill Curry Ford is offering 0% financing for 72 months on 2023 F-150s, and they've extended it through the end of the year. All the information you can get it at, go to joebucksfan.com. Go to BillCurryFord.com. Sean Sullivan is your guy. When you're looking new or used, you want this deal, especially the 0% financing on these bad boys, these 2023 F-150s, ask for Sean Sullivan. Sean Sullivan will personally help you. And get this, besides this Black Friday deal, they have a nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles. Call in. Stop in, beautiful showroom. They got a personal concierge that will help you. Ask for Sean Sullivan. He will talk to you directly. He's a big Joe Bucks fan. He's a big football fan. You can email him. Just go to BillCurryFord.com. There's no deposit required. You get the Joe Bucks fan discount. You also get, remember, you get the Ira Kaufman discount. The Curry family is buying down the interest to make this exclusive offer available. You won't find it anywhere. It's an amazing deal in these times of high interest. So, GM Sean Sullivan, Bill Curry Ford, again, BillCurryFord.com. All right, let's get into Bucks Kickoff. I will get to my Under the Rock. I will tell you what they were saying, the vibe that I was getting. The biggest story, though, for the Buccaneers defensively is the two starting linebackers. He's really played like a Pro Bowler this year. I'm talking about the veteran Lavonte David. Second week in a row, he is out. And now Devin White is also out. I saw White and he was practice. He did practice this week. He had the foot injury. They were out there on Thursday. He was out there one-on-one. He was with the trainer. He was working. Both are out. So Lavonte David is out. And Devin White is out. And on Friday, Bowles said that it's going to be the veteran KJ Britt. He's been around. I know he's known for special teams. He's going to be the one that's calling the defensive plays. And you're also going to see J.J. Russell. J.J. Russell was brought up recently from the practice squad. Bolts said that K.J. has been here a couple of years. He's a natural-born leader, and J.J. can tackle. I feel good about them playing. Also, something to note, wide receiver Chris Godwin re-aggravated a neck injury. He's going to be questionable. So you're going to see more of Trey Palmer and quick young Devin Tompkins, and also David Moore is going to have to step up. But the big story is KJ Britt, J.J. Russell in place of Lavonte David and Devin White at linebacker. There is that overriding factor that you lose this game, you got no shot, you're done, and jobs are going to be lost, families are going to have to move. There's a ripple effect. It isn't just the head coach, it's assistant coaches, all that jazz, but it's there for them. It's a bad, bad, bad Carolina Panthers team. Frank Reich was fired this week, all right? 1-10. That's how the Carolina Panthers are coming into this game. They're on another four-game losing streak. They tied for the worst start. This ties for the worst start in Carolina Panthers history. Their rookie quarterback, Bryce Young, when he's pressured, and he's been pressured all year by an offensive line that has not been able to protect him. The Panthers, you think the Bucs offense is bad? Which it is. The Buccaneers offense right now is 22nd in the NFL. They're giving up just over 300 yards a game. They're 23rd in scoring. Well, guess what? The Carolina Panthers offense, 29th in the NFL. They're 15.7 points per game. They can't even average 16 points a game. Now, I will say this, and I heard this a lot in the locker room on Wednesday and Thursday from Buccaneer offensive players. They are not taking the Carolina Panthers lightly, which is good, because the Carolina Panthers defense is decent. It is decent and maybe even better. Overall, they are sixth in the NFL. The thing is, they have a very good passing defense. They're getting several players back for this game on defense. And you also remember they've got up front edge rusher, Brian Burns. Baker Mayfield's like he mentioned him right away. Because remember, Baker Mayfield was on the Carolina Panthers. But anyway, Brian Burns, six sacks. I think he's got 11 tackles for loss. Also, Derek Brown, their defensive tackle. Very, very good. So their pass defense is fifth in the NFL. They're only giving up 179 points or yards per game. But their rush defense is bad. 24th. In the NFL. And Rashad White did have 100 yards plus rushing last week. Isn't it amazing? I was just sitting here thinking, I'm like, oh, Rashad White. Yeah, he went over 100 yards rushing. The rushing offense. It's been that bad for so long that we have to be gloating because Rashad White finally hit, you know, he hit that 100-yard rushing mark. He's doing great out of the backfield, but so that's how bad the offensive rushing attack is by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're 15th in passing, and even though they're getting a little bit better, they're 31st in rushing. So Bucs defense. I'm not a big stat guy, but I got to give you juice. I got to give you stuff besides all this inside information and all that jazz. That's nice, but I got to give you the cold hard facts. This Buccaneers veteran-led defense with good players and good young players and Todd Bowles, who is known as a defensive, very good defensive coordinator. The Buccaneer defense is 27th in the NFL in total defense. This Buccaneers defense is 31st in passing defense. What the hell happened? And Todd Bowles after the game. I was in that room, Todd Bowles, on Wednesday. It's no longer the miscommunication. It's the players aren't playing. They've gone over these plays, this system, thousands and thousands of times. This isn't like this is a new Buccaneer defensive system. These players should be able to do this in their sleep. Why? Why is there busted coverage? Why? Why are they not doing it? Does it come down to coaching, or does it just come down to playing? You know, back in the day, oh my God, this would Sapp and Brooks and Lynch, you just walked. If you were new on the defense, you just walked in that locker room. You were already like, oh my God, man, I gotta do my job. I just don't feel that. I don't feel that. And for as good as Lavonte David is, as talented as Devin White is, look, he ran a 4.2 combine. He's fast. He's strong. He should be in his prime. Okay. Vita Vea is supposed to be a beast, big run stuffer. Kalijah Kancey just got NFL Defensive Rookie of the Month. That has never happened in the history of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Hall of Famers, Warren Sapp, Derek Brooks is a linebacker. But in the interior, it's never happened. Sapp's a Hall of Famer. Kalijah Kancey's good. Yaya Diaby's good. And why? Why? Nobody is stepping up on defense? Antoine Winfield, little safety, you know, weeks ago gave a heartfelt speech and they said, oh, that's what they needed. It has not done squat. So anyway, but the Panthers have lost. Look, Carolina Panthers, they start the season, they lose six in a row. They somehow upset the Houston Texans. Oh, it was a big one, 15-13, but it was a win. And now they've gone back to losing four in a row. Carolina Panthers are 0-6 on the road. If the Buccaneers cannot beat this team, who are you going to beat? XFL? UFL? Now there's going to be a merger, USFL, XFL. It's going to be called the UFL. Who are you going to beat? USF? Who went 6-6 in the American Athletic Conference? And for you, while we're all watching this bad boy on the, you know, I'll be there, but if you're watching it, it's a CBS game, by the way, because, you know, sometimes that throws you off with the new rules. I know Joe got tricked last week. Was it last week? I think it was last week he mentioned it. But it's CBS. It's Tom McCarthy play-by-play. Now, listen, I know Tom. I work with Tom. Tom's my friend. He was on a Rockstar Hero podcast. He's the Philadelphia Phillies broadcaster in baseball season. But he is... It's Tom McCarthy play-by-play, James Lofton and Jay Feely doing color, and Tiffany Blackman, used to be an NFL Network, very nice silent reporter. But this is their A, B, C, D. Is there an E? Their E team? Okay. All right, let's get to my Under the Rock. That's what this makes this podcast stand out amongst all the Buccaneer podcasts out there from all over the world, where everybody's on the interweb. All right, let's go under the rock. What happened? What happened on Wednesday? So we get there on Wednesday. Gorgeous. High 60s. Not a cloud in the sky. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so looking forward to being at practice, seeing what's going on, being outside. And like, we're practicing indoors today. It's a little cold. Indoors? What, 67 degrees? We're going indoors? Okay. I'm assuming it's also because it's end of the season and they don't want to go hard, but it was a walkthrough. It was like a Friday walkthrough. No helmets, no shoulder pad, no nothing. And oh my God, no music, very quiet. I mean, you could hear a peep in the indoor practice facility. Trask was throwing to a coach. When we were there, Baker was not throwing at all. He was down near the offensive line. He was doing his mental reps. I saw that he did participate as they went through more of a practice as we were told to leave. I did see him one time. He actually threw a pass left-handed. He was kind of, I was like, oh, maybe he's really resting. Special teams, Todd Bowles, when we're in the indoor facility, he stands at one spot. He's over there. And you know what? A video popped up on my Facebook page like a year ago today. This is this week. And Bruce Arians, he was on his golf cart just a year ago. He drove by, boom, he gave me that, finger, what's happening? How you doing? And I miss, look, it's a different time. They're different coaches. But I miss Arians on his golf cart. He would go to the defensive linemen. Then he would go down to the linebackers. Then he'd go over to the quarterbacks. And then he would go on. Todd Bowles, he gets his one spot. And it's just different, but very, 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 very low key. Now, when we go in the locker room on Wednesday, they've got two big TVs. One is always on ESPN, and when we're in there midday, it's always the Pat McAfee show. The other TV used to be NFL Network. Now it's on NBC, and the Today Show was playing. I'm really wondering, like, how many of these players really care about the Today Show on there? There was no there was there any chess There was, I think, a chess game going on. There was no, but no music, no, very, very low key for a Wednesday. We did talk with Baker Mayfield, and I wanted to clarify, you know, he made a comment after the game. I know Joe was there, Lee was there, and he made everybody wait. You know, he had that injury and this and that, and he just did it at his locker. And he did say, he's like, I'm fighting till the end. I'm paraphrasing, basically. I'm fighting till the end, and I'm going to see who's on board. And I want people, I want people to come on board with me. I'm going to try to drag other players with me. So that comment, there was a lot of speculation for days. Who is he talking about? Does this mean not everybody is on board now? Are some players tuning out Baker? I mean, some players tuning out Bowles. You know, is somebody getting lazy? Has he seen this and that? So I flat out asked him, you know, can you clarify your comments? And he was like, look, man, I just want to go all out. I think we have to do that. There's no more. We have no more wiggle room. We got to be on. And I followed up, but, and he goes, I wasn't calling out anybody specifically. There was nobody specifically. And he looked me right in the eye. And I do believe him. Okay. I do believe him. He has certainly not lost the locker room. I know Trask. Now, okay, so let me get to Thursday. All right, that was it. We did speak with Mike Evans. Mike Evans, it's one of two things. He does not seem happy, or is it? It might be just he doesn't care for the media. That might be it, and he just doesn't. But he will once a week, usually. Some weeks he misses because he's the superstar, and everybody wants to hear from him. He came over, and he did it, and you know, he's a good guy besides being a hell of a wide receiver, one of the best in the game. But it might just be a media thing, and that's fine. That's fine. He did say, though, when he was asked about Carolina, he was saying that he basically got what he wanted last year. And I think if he's double teamed. Now, going into that game last week, I felt that he was going to have a big game. And I believe that if Carolina is smart, not only will it be double team, they'll roll the coverages over. They will do all they can to stop him because Baker's even looking for him. And Baker went on. He was asked about Evans, and he went on and on and on and on and on and on about Mike Evans. So I don't know if he's going to have a good game, but that should free up Godwin. Godwin has not been getting a lot, as many targets really as he should. Okay. And Mike Evans was the one saying, and I might have mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, he's seen it. Somebody said, well, what about, you know, they just fired their coach. Last year you played Carolina right after they fired their coach and you guys did not do good. He goes, that happens. It isn't like usually when an interim coach, when they fire a coach, it means the team sucks and they've been losing, especially if it's in season. And number two, an interim coach. What an interim coach can do, or some of the players that are just, they're over it, they feel new life. It can energize them, but for a game or two. In the end, you are what you are. You're a crappy team. So it's most likely, usually when an interim coach comes in, usually it doesn't all of a sudden re-energize for the rest of the season. You're eventually going to, your weaknesses are going to be, are going to come through. But for a game, and Evan said you saw that a lot in college this year, especially in college, that can happen. And he also said they're pretty good defensively. And again, like I said, offensive players were bragging about the defense. Now, we go on Thursday. Thursday, another gorgeous day here in Tampa Bay. Couldn't be any better. They were blasting the music at the beginning of practice, playing a lot of rap. And then once the players get together, when the stretching and getting loose time is done, they all get together in a huddle at midfield. I was hearing some hooting and hollering, like the players pumping each other up. Now, I hadn't heard that for a couple of weeks. So I actually heard that. I want to let you know that. And Baker Mayfield looked fine. Like, I really was watching, you know. When we ask him, he's a tough guy. He's like, both ankles are good. Because he rolled his ankle in that last game. And he was hobbling, really bad. And after the game, he's the one after the game said, man, adrenaline is a hell of a drug. Usually that would hurt. But I'll tell you what, I watched him on Wednesday, watched him on Thursday because we could actually watch. They were practicing. He jogged to the next field after the one drill, looked fine. And then Canales, he's got so much energy. He raced. I got video. I don't even think I posted. He raced Kyle Trask to the next field. Like, I never saw any other quarterbacks coach. He loves to do that. But Jason Light came out, GM Jason Light, came out briefly. Devin White was working specifically on the far field one-on-one with the trainer. When we got in the locker room, it was a little bit more upbeat. There was music. They got this big speaker. The young defensive players have it. Big thing with lights. And once we were starting to do some interviews, one of the Buck staff went over very quietly. Said, can you turn that thing down? No problem, no problem. So everybody was in a pretty good mood. And it just cracks me up because Pat McAfee's show is on and we're standing there, standing right in the middle of the locker room. And it's a day where Nick Saban is on. Some of the players glance up at Saban and then NBC News is playing. Somebody likes NBC, whatever. I want to get the sense of accountability and urgency. I know I've been preaching that the last couple of weeks, and I just don't feel it. I don't feel it. Walking the halls, I just haven't felt it. God. All right. What they are saying, Dave Canales, he was asked about Kyle Trask, and he went on and on about Trask. He really likes how Kyle has progressed in practice. When he got in that game, he said that was a beautiful pass. That was a dime that he threw to Godwin right at the end. Perfect. And he's like, if Baker goes down, if I got to put him in, I feel very, very confident in Kyle Trask. So take that for what you want, all you Trask lovers. The thing that I found the most interesting of Canales, maybe because he's a new offensive coordinator, he's telling you how he feels. A lot of coaches do not do that in the media. And he was asked, look, it's a business. You guys have been losing. There's families involved. And he flat out told us that he sits and watches other NFL games with his kids. And his daughter is 13 years old. The one team is doing bad. And he was saying that, like, you don't want to be too critical. Yeah, the team is doing bad, but, you know, there's a lot of families that are going to be affected if there's a coaching change. And then he told us a story about his son. His son goes, Dad, I went to school, because his kids are in school here in Tampa Bay. And he's like, the one kid said, you suck. And he goes, yeah, sometimes I do. And then he was like, but no, kids can be brutal. And it was like the first time that, you know, because the coaches don't say that. Players aren't really saying that to us in the media. But you realize, like, a lot of jobs are at stake. And a lot of jobs, most likely, are going to be changing. But because of a crappy NFC South, believe it or not, still have a chance. And it starts in this game, okay? I asked Canales, like, you know, you see Bowles. Well, how's Bowles doing? How's Bowles doing? And he said he is exactly the same. And I was thinking about that as I was in the parking lot. Is that good or bad that Bowles is exactly the same? Do you need to freaking fire up? Do you need to say, like, you're going to lose your... Some of you guys are going to start losing jobs, you know? Or I'm going to lack a playing time, man. You know, talk to your agent. You want to get big money? Well, you're not going to get money if you're on the bench. I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying. But Canales said that Bowles is all about... He focuses on the basics, fundamentals. And the good part of that, if you want to look at it like that, is he's not, you know, he is staying the course. He's staying the same. Again, I don't know if that's good or bad. Canales did say that Bowles recognizes the players are playing hard. There is no quit. I also have not seen any of that on the field. They're in the building, and I haven't seen that in the locker room at all. Like, I'll tell you, man, I've been in a lot of locker rooms over the years. Deshaun Jackson announced his retirement this week. Listen, he was really good in Philly. He's very, very fast. He was. But he was all about himself, man. And he also was bringing in some other guys to get on his side, like to be against like that coaching staff. Like you could see it. I could see it going in. I can see it. I can watch it. But I haven't seen any indication of that. Maybe because the Buccaneers are still, you know, they still actually have a chance. It started out Buccaneers favored by 5 over under 37.5. I was talking to one of the Joes on how right away when they announced, Tepper announced that he was firing Frank Reich, a lot of bettors went and put money on the Panthers. Isn't that funny? Thinking that, you know, that change is going to help. I'm just telling you what was going down. But the Panthers, all right, let's go. You know, both teams stink. Bucks have lost 6 of 7. Panthers 1-10. Lost to the Tennessee Titans 17-10. Bryce Young is not C.J. Stroud. He is who he is. He doesn't have any help. He really doesn't. Special teams coordinator Chris Tabor is the interim head coach. And I know Baker Mayfield was like, I really like Tabes. He's a good guy. I know he can fire them up. From what I understand, the Panthers cannot interview a candidate, or not officially supposed to interview a candidate allowed, that is working for another NFL team until after the divisional round of the playoffs. That would be something like January 22nd. But you know how that goes. There's a lot of talk and this and that. And talk to this agent and this and that. And, you know, but that's supposed to be the deal. Frank Reich was canned after only 11 games. It is the quickest hook in 45 years. The 49ers fired, what was the guy? Pete McCulley after a 1-8 start. Urban Meyer was fired in Jacksonville after 13 games, but owner David Tepper. So last week after the game, did you see this? One of the reporters heard him. He came out of the Panthers locker room and said, "Fuck!" Like, and then that was it. And then on Monday, he fired his head coach. You know, the Panthers, they, if you remember, to get Bryce Young, and then I don't know if you saw the press conference, and it was a bad press conference. Tepper, he shouldn't even do them. That's my opinion. And, oh, and I sign off on this and that, and going into details, Bryce Young compared to C.J. Stroud and who wanted who. If you remember, the Panthers sent their 2024 first rounder to the Bears, along with a lot to trade up to get Bryce Young. So not only is this roster depleted, but also they don't have a number one pick because they traded that to trade up to go get Bryce Young. The last 5 games, Carolina Panthers have scored 15 points, 13 points, 13 points, 10 points, and 10 points. And that's who your Buccaneers are facing. And the Panthers 0-6 on the road. Frank Reich's going to be fine. He said he's done with the NFL. He's got so much money. Frank Reich was fired last year by the Colts. They're still paying him, or paying him. They was fired again this year by the Carolina Panthers. But anyway, oh my God. Last year, Tepper fired Matt Rhule after the 1-4 start. But remember that? That's when they played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the Buccaneers, oh my God, he couldn't get it done. The offensive coordinator is Thomas Brown. He is back to calling plays in this game. He was the play caller until the last 2 weeks, and that's when Frank Reich took over. Carolina's going to have their 6th straight losing season. Since Tepper bought the team in 2018 for $2.275 billion, okay, the only team worse record-wise since 2018, the New York Jets Jets at 30-63. But Frank Reich is the first NFL head coach since the 1970 merger to be fired in back-to-back seasons. But let's get back to this game. Let's focus on this game. Okay, Bryce Young. What's Bryce Young like? Bryce Young QBR, his quarterback rating, 32.0, 29th in the NFL. He's near the bottom when it comes to passer rating. Bryce Young has been sacked 40 times. They also, they also fired their assistant head coach, Deuce Staley, their running backs coach, and their quarterbacks coach, Josh McCown. I got to tell you a little quick story in here, just very quickly. So I'm at the NFL owners meetings, and I'm out in the hallway, and I see Josh McCown. I have my tape recorder with me, my digital recorder. It's a little tape in there. And I got my microphone, got my headphones, and I see Josh McCown. I said, "Josh, how you doing? Rock Rally, Tampa Bay. How you doing, man? Blah, blah, blah. Congrats on getting this gig in Carolina. I know you were coming. Can you? And he's like, oh. He started getting nervous. And I said, well, he goes, "Oh, we can't just do any interview. You know, we have to get permission. They really don't want any of the coaches talking to the media." I'm like, "But no, it's going to be, no X's and O's, just on you, on your success." This is from my other podcast. "You know, and how you made it to the NFL, all the years, blah, 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 you and your brother, blah." No X's. Oh, he goes, no. "I can't, man, I can't. We're not allowed." I'm like, "What is the big, there was all this. What has that done? You couldn't talk. What's that done? The Carolina Panthers, 1-10. Anyway, it was kind of a funny. But last year, the Buccaneers did face the interim coach, Steve Wilks, in his debut. That was the first game that Wilks was coaching, and the Colts won. And they won decisively. I thought Wilks did a pretty decent job. He's not going to come back because he's already got a gig. All right, let me dive into this game. Baker Mayfield was on. He was talking this week about, like, what was it like when you were on the Carolina Panthers? And of course, he's not going to say anything bad, but he also was there when Matt Rhule got fired last year in week six. And he was also talking highly about that defense. When I get into these matchups, I'm going to do these matchups now. I think it's time for some matchups. They are. They're pretty damn good. They're pretty damn good. My keys, my matchups in this game: Buccaneer defense, you got to get to Bryce Young. You've got to be able to pressure him, hurry him, hit this kid. They have the worst offensive sack record in the NFL. 40 times the kid has been sacked. Now, the Buccaneers defense, going back to that Titans game, they got to Will Levis. They were rushing him. They sacked him 4 times. I think it was like 10 QB pressures. And you saw what happened in that game. You have got to do that. And this offensive line has not been able to protect him all year long. So that is a big key starting right now. Vita Vea leads the Buccaneers. He's got 5.5 sacks, 9 QB pressures. Vita Vea is going to be going up against Bradley Bozeman. Bozeman has allowed 7 sacks at center, also against that guard, Zavala. Zavala's a rookie, Chandler Zavala. So Vita Vea, you should have a big day in this game. The Buccaneer offense, you got to be able to score in the red zone with a touchdown and get it done early. Do you know the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have not scored a touchdown in their first series in the entire season? In the entire season. Buccaneer run game against the Colts. Again, we're celebrating 125 yards, baby. 6.6 yards per carry. Best Buccaneers rushing have done in a single game. You ready for this? Since 2015. Oh, my God. Oh, my. 125 yards? They haven't done that since 2015. Do it again. Buccaneers right tackle, Luke Gedecky, going to go up against Brian Burns. Brian Burns is good. Now, Brian Burns, I've noticed this year, they move him. So he moves on both sides. Most likely, Burns is going to be going up against Gedecky and right guard Cody Mauch, who has been improving. I think he's going to be pretty darn good. He's going up against Derek Brown. Derek Brown, he's having a hard time, or has, against these big power guys. Derek Brown, defensive tackle, 6'5", 320. He's quick. He is strong. He's only got 1 sack, but he's good. Buccaneers got to get back to creating turnovers. They were doing that and then when they were 3-1, they've only got one touchdown and one field goal off of takeaways in their last four games. And if you are in the camp of at this point now, what's the point of trying to win? No player is, players on film. A player is worried about his money, his contract. So no player is going to tank. But you know how it goes. I was on a podcast this week and a guy was like, there is no such thing as tanking the NFL. Bull crap. It depends on how much time they play you, what kind of system, this and that, if they want to tank. Right now, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, if you're looking for the draft pick, the Buccaneers are at number 7. That draft status will move up if the Buccaneers lose this game. But where we are right now, 4 of the 6 Buccaneer regular season games are all against the crappy NFC South. Okay? If the Bucs win this game, and the Falcons and the Saints lose, there will be a 3-way tie atop the NFC South at a mighty 5-7. let me give you a little bit more on the Carolina Panthers. They lost 17-10, as I mentioned, in Tennessee to Nashville. Derrick Henry had 2 rushing touchdowns, 76 yards. The Titans are not a very good team. And they snapped their 3-game losing streak. The Titans sacked Bryce Young last week 4 times. Bryce Young with a 61.7 completion rate this season. 9 touchdowns. What's he got? 7-8 interceptions. The Panthers offensive line is the worst in all of the NFL. What about weapons? What are we going to see at Ray J from Carolina weapons? Who's their stud? Their stud is 30, how old is he? 33 years old. Adam Thielen, 728 yards and 4 touchdowns. That's it. They got rookie wide receiver Jonathan Mingo. He's second. Okay, so Thielen has 728 yards and 4 touchdowns. Mingo's got 268 and 1 touchdown. That's a big drop off. The Panthers defense, they've only got 5 picks and 2 forced fumbles. So let me give you a comparison. You know how I told you the Buccaneer defense is so bad? What are they, 28th, 29th in the NFL? They've sucked. They've stunk. Okay. Buccaneer defense. You check this out. 9 picks, 9 forced fumbles. And they're bad, right? Carolina's defense, only 5 picks compared to 9 for the Buccaneers. Only 2 forced fumbles compared to 9 forced fumbles. So even though I say the Panthers' defense is decent, that's that right there. I'll tell you, the Buccaneers' offense should be able to move the chains and score when they get in the red zone. Carlton Davis, he has taken a lot of heat, and rightfully so. Last week against the Colts, he was good. 1 pick, 10 tackles. I know he had a bunch of breakups. But you know, the Buccaneers, and finish, man. Where is the juggle for the jugular? That's what I want to see. I haven't seen it. The Buccaneers can't close out. They couldn't close out wins. They couldn't close out against the Falcons. Couldn't close out against the Texans. Couldn't close out last week, you know? So I honestly just don't. If the Buccaneers cannot win this game, I was in the locker room standing next to one of the Joes, and I said, can you imagine if the Buccaneers lose this game? And the Joe said, it's over. It's over. Even if it's over, then there's going to be so much speculation. And it's already begun. who's going to be the head coach, who's going to be the coordinator, who's going to be the quarterback next year. Is Devin White going to be back here? What about Levante David? What about Mike Evans? Is it going to be what? There's so much. But it's the 1-10 Carolina Panthers that are so bad. And you're at home in front of the hometown Buccaneer fans. Let's go. Let's go. They cannot lose this game. I'll be at One Buck Place all this week inside the locker room on the field. I'll be there for you, win or lose. Enjoy it. It's still football season. We're in December now. Merry Christmas.